From EAA headquarters in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, this is EAA Radio, the voice of EAA.
This is EAA Radio. I'm Farid Gio. Landing an aircraft on the first third of the runway is a requirement to pass a flight test. Yet the importance of this portion of the runway gets little attention from pilots once the test is over. At airports with runways under 3,000 feet, landing past the first third increases the chances of an accident if the pilot does not initiate a go-around. In Maryland, FAA examiner John Kutcher has found a way to visually mark that magic first third of the runway. I talked with Bob Reed of Aviation Safety Videos, who along with others is working with Kutcher to have the runway marking system adopted nationwide. Bob, tell me a little bit about what you and some of the other folks you're working with have developed.
Well, the brainchild of the project was a designated pilot examiner out of the Baltimore, Maryland FISDO, John Kutcher. John is based at an airport in Annapolis, Maryland called Lee, and Lee has some serious issues. It's a 2,500-foot runway, but with the runway thresholds, or just the displaced thresholds, they have problems with transient pilots who have runway overruns. John sent me a newspaper article from a year or two back where a Rockwell commander came in hot and fast on a rainy day, went through the fence around the perimeter of the airport, went across a lot, and ended up at the drive-through window of the bank. Thankfully, nobody was injured, but you know what this does is the local residents, of course, have been stampeding to try and close the airport down. So out of necessity, John and a group of pilots down at Annapolis came up with, they knew they needed to come up with an idea to stop these runway overruns, because they have one or two a year, and again, it doesn't ingratiate themselves with the local residents. According to the Airman's Information Manual, it's recommended that pilots aim for the center of the first third of the runway and make that their landing spot, and if they can't get down in the first third of the runway, they should do a go-around. Well, that's all well and good, except that there's nothing on the runway that tells any pilot where that first third is. Once you're a little high and fast and get in close and you're over the threshold, you've lost your perspective of that runway. So John's idea, and I love it for its simplicity, is that we should put markers at the end of the first third in each direction, of course, and call that the go-around decision point marking. The idea being that a pilot briefed on the system, if he comes into a short runway like Annapolis and he doesn't have his airplane on the ground and under control and braking by the time he reaches the go-around decision point, it's just an automatic go-around. And if he's back up in the air, then we don't have another landing overrun and another accident.
So that mythical one-third of the runway, it's something that the pilots just don't see. They kind of have to figure it out for themselves.
Exactly. You have to figure it out from yourself. And again, from the air, most of us can sort of see a third and a third and a third. But what happens is when you start to get, when things don't go exactly right as you're coming in on approach, again, you lose your perception. The closer you get to the runway, you start to lose your perception. Plus, we develop sort of a tunnel vision focused on the things that matter, which is our touchdown zone, our flare height, our sink rate, our speed. We're trying to assimilate all of these factors so we lose some consciousness, so to speak, of the bigger picture.
The initial prototype of these markings, what do they look like? Is it marked on the runway? Are there markers next to the runway? How is it identified from the air?
Well, John's been working on this project for over a year, and he finally, the airport management at Lee agreed to let him paint some markings on the runway, which are not standard FAA markings. John chose an orange triangle, and you can see them on the videos at aviationsafetyvideos.com online. They're not very large because, again, these are non-standard markings, but they mark the first third of the runway. There's so many factors you have to consider with short runways. A lot of short runways are grass. Annapolis is asphalt, so it was easy to go out there and paint orange triangles on the asphalt surface, but what do you do at a grass runway? And what do you do when it snows in the wintertime? Even asphalt runways, the markings would be hidden. What about night? What about in, heavy rains or something like that?
So what happens from here?
There's an advisory committee of about a dozen people, myself included. The idea has been supported and will be represented by Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, J.J. Greenway, Randy Hansen from the EAA, several people from the Baltimore Flight Standards District Office, and several internal people in the FAA, including Mark Giron, AFA S-800 safety administrator down in Washington, D.C. It needs a sponsor inside the FAA. If somebody in the FAA at that meeting sponsors this idea, then it will go further on down the line. It will go to the airports division, and they will have to do a study and decide what, you know, would be the appropriate one-way markings, and it would eventually get published as an advisory circular and then become and included in the Airman's Information Manual, and then airports on their own would have to implement the markings.
This is intended for runways 2,000 feet and less.
According to the point paper, it's 3,000 feet and less would be the ones that it would be applicable to, yes.
Bob, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to EAA Radio.